kulamnanga insizwa mina.
It doesn't have the thing, bro.
It is.
It doesn't feature Magubane.
Yo, what's happening? It's another installment of the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady. And that lovely gentleman over there.
It's Magubane.
It is Magubane.
Oh, shit. Welcome to the show. I'm podcast with the PH.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Another
boss?
Week as the year winds down. How was your week, bro? Because I know you took like 47 flights.
I don't know if I'm coming or going.
Yeah. At this stage, you need a jet, eh?
Hey, I need it. I need money.
Yeah.
But,
or rent a jet. I hear jets are like going for a song.
For?
A song, like pretty cheap.
Oh, yeah, hectic.
They're inactive and stuff.
Yeah, hectic.
I got a plug, but you don't talk to me.
I know, you my guy.
Yeah, because how do you catch all these flights?
Now that you're this Trump guy.
Yes, do you like my hat?
I love it.
Yes, I decided to wear it for today's show. Oh, actually, shout out Uncle G. Shout out Gianni. Yeah, he was like, yo, I got something for you. He's like, really? I saw your tweet. You were asking that brewer to bring you a Trump hat.
Sure.
And then I was like, yeah, but fuck, that brewer's otherwise occupied. He's stuck in Cyprus, you know? He's like, well, here you go, my son.
From
I said, oh, where did you pull this one out? Yeah, from Vegas, bro. Straight from Vegas. MAGA country.
All right. So. No, I'm cool, man. I had a very long weekend.
Yes. Why are you up and downing, PH? As an event promoter, I think it's very confusing. And I'm your friend. And I'm just like, how about this, bruh?
So, you know me. I like
everything yourself.
Not everything myself. No. Yes. I like overseeing things. Quality control.
Right.
So... we went to go distribute Corex boards in Durban for Paula. So we've got, yo, if you're in Durban this weekend or surrounding areas, please come through. We're going to be at Gravel Race Course. We're doing Paula, it's another show. Right? So I, for Durban, delivered, what's this, flyers, Corex boards, went to go oversee the setting up of the Corex boards.
Yeah.
Went to go speak to a few people from the city. And just obviously just be one with the guys, the local gents.
Yeah.
As well.
Got to be one with the locals.
Yes, got to be one with the locals. Yeah. You know? So, Besim Nandi there. Then I was in Johannesburg. Then I was in Cape Town to go shoot content for the Cape Town show.
Yes, which is on the 30th of December.
Yes.
So, if you're in Cape Town in Cape over Town, December, let me tell you something. Last year, we were there.
Madness.
Yeah, so, be there. 30th of December, Cape Town.
Yes, we were shooting there. And then... I was in East London. There's something I'm operating in East London as well.
Yeah.
And then I was in Durban again. Then I'm here now. Kusasa, Durban. East
then
London.
Then you're back.
No. Joburg. Durban. Then Durban for the weekend. Yes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And every morning, you know, what I will say is I'm so proud of you, my friend. Because every morning I see your posts where you're in the gym.
Yes, in the gym.
How do you do that?
Every morning, why is someone's bedroom alarm going a lot going off? My paper. Uelo.
How? Kezi.
Yeah.
You fucking trap nigga. What is going on? Is it you?
It's him, yeah.
Of course it's him.
So every day.
Time to take your pill.
Every day. Every day I'm in the gym. Every day I wake up at 5 o'clock in the gym at 6 or 4 6.
Because you know what I thought you were doing? So, like, this is a trick. I thought maybe you go to the gym one day and then, who's that?
Yeah.
You go to the gym one day, you film enough content for 5 days. And then you post every morning like you're really there. Because I was like, yo, you'll have that post, then you'll have the post rushing into the airport.
Sure.
Then you'll have the post touchdown, King Shaka.
Sure.
Then you'll have, and I'm like, nah, man, this guy. You know, your phone is off. I'm like, okay. Because I tried to call you, but then I thought, I'll wait for the show to call you out. Don't think we don't see you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I gym, what, 5-6 times a week?
Man.
Around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Don't know why I'm giving away my routines, but...
You shouldn't have, because you posted on close friends.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, close friends. Yeah, that's what it... I mean, they even delivered my chow.
Okay, I see that. Like, I'm surprised at how serious you are.
Cauliflower.
Please don't
the
take
boys.
Me off your close friends, Mganom.
Why? You're my only close friend.
I'm the only one that's on there. You're trying to make me feel bad because I gym twice a month.
Oh, wow. No, who's on my close friends? My sister.
Yeah.
Okay, my family's there. You.
genuine close friends.
Yeah, these are like people I'll be super vulnerable with. Family, one or two potential victims.
Shot, you gotta
I'm lying, go.
You gotta put them there so they feel like they're close.
I'm celibate. I'm not hiding this. Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, ach dog. Why are you saying
the fuck?
And hello to you too. We're gonna get to you. Hi.
Hi, Noms.
Noms is like,
we've got a critic, nigga, please, in the building.
No, bro, like, yeah, I'm just
taking a break.
I want you to do it, I'm fine.
Yeah, no, 100% I'm gonna.
Hey, Noms?
Yeah. And you know what? This is the definition of focus on yourself.
Yeah. I'm pouring into myself. You can't pour from an empty cup, you know?
No, 100%.
So, pouring into myself. Yeah.
When you put
the fact
it like
that she is trying to sound so wholesome and stuff.
What do you mean?
No, well, once he starts going into like pouring into myself, whatever, then it just goes a bit gay.
Exactly. It's gay. Very much gay.
It's giving gay.
You know, someone in the comments was just like, you diggers. Like, say that shit way too often.
What? That gay shit.
Ha! Gay! That's like,
no, but I feel comfortable doing it because, like, man, all the guys know me. I'm just joking.
How do they know you, buddy?
Huh? They know me. I'm an ally of gay people, brother. I'm not homophobic. Why? Don't you have any gay friends?
I do.
Friends?
Yeah.
Do you have any on your close friends?
You. How about you? But yeah, that was my weekend. What did you get up to? Sorry, man. Yeah.
What did I do weekend? Weekend I was undercover. You know me, Bruce. Mm-hmm. Single dad life. Yes, and sir. Then last week, actually, I was on the Penwell show. Penwell said to me, yo, come through.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. Hey, you know that guy goes deep. Eh?
Hard, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, you know, the last time you were here.
No, my pepper, you are gay.
Of course.
We said, yo, you were like, yeah, he goes deep in terms of the subject. See, and now, I said, he goes hard.
You were like,
yeah.
Of course. Because.
Yeah? I don't play like that. As soon as I detect things, me.
Detective,
the reason we hired you is because you are gay. Shang and your attention to detail. I'm fine. I said, nah, you're boy.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Just buzz his mic.
Yeah, just buzz him quickly. Yes, thanks.
Whoa.
Kuluma Masimba.
No, so, you know, the last time, he's like, no, the last time I came to his show, we did the longest podcast he's ever done.
It was like
done.
3-4 hours,
bro,
man.
It was like 3.5 hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it got shadow banned on YouTube.
Yes.
And then I'm like, you do realize the last time I was here, the reason we got shadow banned is because you took the discussion. You have opened well. I'm going to shy you off ramp. Shiny off ramp, genocide in
sure.
And I was like, bafo, yeah, but that subject. So he's like, we'll see where it goes. But yeah, I love going on the Penwell show. Sure. I just think he's such an interesting thinker. He's always like, yeah. And I like that, you know, he says a lot of controversial shit.
Yes.
But he backs it up because he's actually thought about it a lot. Sure. And I see sometimes when he tweets, you'll be like, Jesus, what is this oak saying?
Lengthy, yeah.
That's, but when you go into the thread as to why is he saying what he's saying, yeah, and I'm fine. Yeah, but the thought that he put into it, sure, you won't beat him in that argument. So that is dope. It's coming out like in the next few weeks. So check it out on the Penwell show. Shout out Penwell.
Lots to talk about. My Pepandaba's got us with the
yes,
papers.
I love how organized you are, Mganwam. Yeah. I mean, that's not gay at all. But I love the organization that has come to the Shady Podcast, yes, with the addition of Getzi. So what's first for Getzi?
No, wait. I mean, Noms, how are you? Righty, righty,
kaya. I'm good, guys.
Are you fine, Noms? Okay. How are they treating you here? Singayakotin.
I'm fine. I'm bullish, but it is
bullish. Indawo ya mabuli. This is Trump country, girl. Bullies on.
My paper, right, Ndwan?
Me, I'm fantastic.
How are they treating you here?
Yeah, now and then it'll be dope for you two guys to pull through.
Yeah.
We are here, Mus.
Yeah, to claim with my paper, wait.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I want. Just
I'll it when. Mm. Yeah. I mustn't tell you when, Anik.
As bong.
Anyways, let's get into it. We've got a lovely show ahead. Yeah. So much has happened.
Precisely.
So much is happening.
What's first, my paper?
No, I don't know. Not screw this, but I want to shout out the box. They won.
Oh, the Springboks.
Springboks, yeah.
Of course they won.
Sorry. Yeah. My paper. Five championships throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
Peter Steph Du Toit.
Yes.
The Rugby World Cup player. I mean, not Rugby World Cup. World Cup. Sorry.
Player of rugby the tournament.
World player of, yeah, of the year.
Rugby World Player of the Year. Yes.
And then I think four or five box made it into like the super squad, the dream team.
Yes.
Ox is there. I think Peter Steph. And then the one which I'm really angry about, they snubbed, who's this? Rassie Erasmus as coach of the year. How do you win five?
Yeah, dude, which coach outdid Rassie? Like
some,
in,
they said some French honestly. Guy won. Anyways, yeah, shout out to the box. Yeah.
Of course, the French. Anyway,
yeah.
I saw a picture of the box, you know, the team photo.
Mm-hmm.
People are such haters. They're like, ah, you see, slowly but surely, but reverse the transformation. But you know, we're going to see a colisi. And then there's like two or three other colors.
Yeah.
And then there's, I think, one other black oak. I can't even remember. Ox. But no, I'm not sure. Ile Somele is Sandukpum.
Oh, fast.
And then it's like a lot of whites, you know? Sure. And I was just like, hey, guys. No. There's so much depth in the team. Pase corner. It's not to say those guys are out.
Yes.
It's to say we've got so much talent, we can give everybody a run.
Sure.
It's like we're practicing on teams like Wales and England and whatever. So
you'll find that that was the weaker team.
100%.
Yeah.
And you'll also find that those that are excluded are the much younger players. Yeah. A lot of them are those young boys that are coming up where it's like, yo, let the old heads handle.
Sure.
Because vele, mabe puma. There's a whole second team in line. You understand? So don't do that.
What's happening in the world?
Tachon is not getting touched by Didi. His judge rejects Didi's house arrest proposal.
Obviously. This was an obvious one. Dude was trying to apply for bail. He was trying to apply for bail, not to go home.
I watched something on the gram and then I just clicked on the link that the approach of how the feds, I don't know if it was the CIA or FBI or whatever
FBI,
it is.
FBI, the ones who raided his house.
Yes, did that thing incorrectly. So they've got a case in terms of, no, but how you guys went about it was not.
Yeah, I think, was it because they handcuffed the lighties? Like they.
No, not even that. Just like the, if there was an application for these things.
Yeah, a warrant.
A warrant.
Yeah.
They went beyond, above and beyond, and just how things were done. And then, there was, I think, in one of the raids in the prison cells, they took his stuff, took a photo of it, of which they weren't supposed to or something, and then they used it as evidence. Like, you know when you get something illegally?
Yeah, you get it by not legal
means,
not procedural means.
Yes, yeah. So I think they were using that as one of the terms of, like,
you know, and can I tell you what that shows you?
Sure.
Is that, did he so fucked? His team has got so little to go on that these are the straws they're clutching at. It's like a lot of procedural straws.
Sure.
Because it's like, let's say, for example, the FBI entered his home illegally.
Sure.
Let's say the whole raid just was completely illegal. We are now, his lawyers have to argue for the way they entered, while the state or whatever is arguing about what they found when they were there.
Yeah,
it's like if I stop you in a random traffic stop and I say, PH, I'm stopping you for speeding.
Sure.
But then while I'm walking around the car, I see him clampe ntinti put. Mangvuli put.
I don't think that's the same thing. I hear you.
It's not the same thing, yes, but I'm saying technically I was stopping you for speeding.
Sure.
So once we are done talking about speeding, I need to let you go.
Sure.
I've got no probable cause to search your boot. Yeah, bo?
Why are you arresting
me? I'm arresting you for speeding. But now I found a dead body in your boot. But now it's a problem.
Okay, but that's what I was trying to say, is that in this particular instance, it might not be the same case.
It's not as extreme. But there, the point I'm making.
There they can throw that thing out to say, well, we hear you that you were
shot.
And finally, you did it wrong.
And that's why it's important to have
really
good lawyers.
Yes.
Because if you remember the O.J. Simpson case, right? The glove, right? There's a very famous scene where OJ, and it was a long time ago, you've actually got to go and watch documentaries on this shit. He puts the glove on and Rob Kardashian and Johnny Cochran are on some, well, does the glove fit Mr. Simpson type of thing. But he's putting it on himself.
Sure.
So obviously the way we don't sang a corner, like, 100%. It's almost like he's pulling it so that it doesn't fit. And then he does this with his hand and they're like, look at that. Obviously the glove doesn't fit.
Sure.
You know, strike the whole case.
On, yeah,
and then it's like, hey, guys, there's a lot more serious stuff afoot here than the glove not fitting, you know?
But
so, Diddy, excellent legal team, but here, they failed. He tried to apply for the house arrest thing to say he'll be at his New York 3-bedroom apartment and there'll be 2 guards outside the entire time. But, like, he's not coping in jail. And the judge was like, fuck that. He must stay in jail. He's been in for a while now as well. Now months have passed.
Sure.
You know, and I think when the new administration comes in, the Trump administration, that's when they're actually going to start getting into the investigation. And in the campaign, the type of rhetoric that was doing the rounds between about Trump and J.D. Vance and all the people on the campaign trail, there's so much public pressure to release the Diddy list and to pursue this case. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those that can actually easily be swept away.
Sure.
And I think it shows in like how serious they're being about keeping him in prison.
Should be very interesting, but
there was another guy that was in a sort of a prison movement. Did you see the Conor McGregor judgment? So Conor lost a civil case. This lady named Nikita Hand, she won a civil case against Conor McGregor for a charge.
Oh shit!
Not to repeat the whole story, you can go check it out. But long story short, some years ago, Conor and this other brewer, his bra, Lawrence, they were on a two-on-two.
Sure.
They organized these cherries.
Sure.
These cherries came to the room. One was in this room, one was in that room. Sure. During, because Conor said, yes, he had sex with her, but it was consensual.
Sure.
But during that consensual sex, there was some stuff that she's alleging which crossed the line.
Okay.
Yeah, but Conor, la pamlimaze Conor and whatever.
Okay.
And after the fact, she obviously went and she pursued a charge. Conor's side was saying, these people were partying with us. These people came to our room.
Yes.
Even after the sex took place, she's on CCTV footage, dancing, having a lack of time. Plus, after Conor, she chowed the other oak as well.
Sure.
You know, post the... So, obviously, in the court of public opinion, she's not having a good time. I actually commented on one of the tweets. I was like, you know, the fucked up part is nobody really knows what happened in that room.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a civil case, it's basically she won for damages resulting from whatever took place. There's no criminal case. In other words, Conor hasn't been convicted of
the act that
well, he hasn't been convicted of the crime.
Sure.
The acts is a different thing. Because what is happening there, you know the story, like it's like some of the Diddy stuff that's come out.
So wait, so give me an example.
An example is
she didn't want to take it up the ass.
No, she didn't. She took normal vaginal penetration, but she had a tampon in.
Hey, yo.
And you check. And then the tampon went joiling up inside and had to be like surgically removed. It was fucking traumas. Also, she alleges that Conor was choking her, and then while he was choking her, he was like, now you know how I feel in the octagon.
I'm fool, fuck me harder. He landed on my name. So, fuck me hard and buffoon. No.
So now, like when I was reading the whole thing, you know, and I would never say
I'm gonna fuck me hard. Yeah, I'm buffoon.
Pass this guy, bro. No, you know what? Just to what I'm getting at, right? Because someone else, Kanye West, also, Kanye West was also in a thing like this, right? Kanye was sued for assault, but the assault took place like 2010 or something, right?
Sure.
And Getsy, is it in my papers so I don't fuck up? Is it this year? Oh, you must put a heading. So in 2010, he allegedly assaulted a model who was casted for the music video In the Kill. West was said to have been directing the shoot where he was filmed strangling and hovering over the mentioned model. So she described the interaction as that of a pornographic sexual scene. He inserted his fingers down her throat, causing her to gag. And then he called it art, saying, I'm Picasso.
Hey, okay, niggas.
This sounds like Kanye to me, right? Then it says, the crazy part is that the described clip never made it into the video. Nor did the two appear on it. So all of that happened never made the final cut of the music video. So this chick is coming from a standpoint of like, yo, it looks like he just did that shit for fun.
Yes.
Like he wanted to. I'm Picasso making a job. Right? Keep in mind, guys, we've discussed before on the show the Kanye thing where he told the chick, come bring your music, come to the studio, it's gonna be me in future. And then when she got there, he was like, take your clothes off and twerk. She was like twerking there for like half an hour naked, and he just fucking left the studio. So It is like him taking hands for a booze. It's like, you understand? So she's saying she's seeking, and this is the important part, right? She's seeking compensatory and punitive damages.
Sure.
As well as accusing Kanye of sexual assault and strangulation. She's also listed Universal Music Group as a co-defendant, claiming they planned his cameo in the video, but they failed to investigate the sure. incident.
Sure.
Now, why that's important is because she's saying, cool, this guy crossed the line, but I'm not seeking criminal charges.
Sure.
I'm seeking compensatory, like civil vibes.
Gotcha.
If you remember in the Diddy one, Cassie was paid an amount, an undisclosed sum mm-hmm. of money. If they didn't agree to that and that settlement wasn't reached, she could have gone on the criminal side.
Sure.
And McGregor as well. This chick elected not to go the criminal way, went the civil way. She got £250,000. And the fuck up is that if Cassie had gone criminal, think she would have definitely won. This
sure,
is my opinion.
Sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
This chick, I don't know if she would have won the criminal one. But there was plenty of witnesses. Not she wasn't the only one there at the time.
Gotcha.
Whereas with this hand, this hand chick, I don't think she would have won. Neither does any like legal scholars, especially on
sure.
social media. They're
sure.
like, yo, this is a weak case
sure.
at best. However, she did get the 250,000, and from a civil standpoint, the jury found in her favor. Gakpot is, and this is what
I'm
I was
the
saying,
castle.
Getty, I told you, right? Because this is not, this thing seems to be happening a lot, right?
Sure.
Where the believe the victim situation
sure.
isn't supported by a lot of people in the court of public opinion.
Gotcha.
Why it's not cool is because the court of public opinion is where your life is basically torn to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody chimes in with something to say.
Something.
And
yeah,
I feel like
as
the victim, when you're coming with something legitimate, that's the fucking last thing you want to see.
Sure.
I believe it can just make the matters
worse.
I believe it's worse for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And then when also on the flip side, the perpetrator or accused, if what happens if the accused is innocent?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? How do you vindicate yourself? I mean, Connor,
I'm sorry, it's very rare.
You check. There's no like, we never hear about what happened post this thing. If in the case where
sure.
you are found that you were falsely accused
sure.
or the accusations weren't as severe as
sure.
the person initially said. And the innocent victims, there's a picture that was trending of Connor and his wife walking out of court after the verdict.
Mm.
Bro, if you look at this chick's face.
Who?
His wife.
Yeah.
The forgotten victims, in my opinion,
sure.
is the innocent people that are damaged as a result. Connor fucked up. He shouldn't have cheated on his wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He shouldn't have fucking done what he did. Cool. But he's fucking Connor McGregor. Let's not be naive. This guy's driving around on a Lamborghini yacht. He's pulling pictures.
I just
want to
take
bro.
This time.
He's a rock star,
sorry.
Bro.
Even to absolutely no one.
Dog. You know, he also released a statement in
sure.
which he was like, this is lies, this is conspiracy, they're coming for me type of thing. But
sure.
if we just, like, let's take the emotion out of it. You know what I mean? Because I know, you know how it is, dog. Anytime you comment on these things, people are going to be like, you're a bigot. I genuinely want to know. And I would love the opinion of, like, a lawyer or someone who's dealt with matters like this.
Because sure.
even here locally, some of our celebrities have been accused of stuff that's
sure.
never been proven to the point where they are convicted of anything.
Got you.
But because the accusation was leveled,
it'll stay
they
with you.
Are fucked mm. for years to come. You
sure.
lose money, you lose jobs.
The works.
The works, bro. Mm. You know?
This is why I will fuck me hard, angbafuni. Angbafuni or choke me, angbafuni or fuck me harder.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Now
what
I'm answering to things. Now I'm busy. I'm busy telling you that I'm sticking my finger down your throat so you can gag.
And they're like, "Manje pH
Look,
I also feel like you know, and hey, this is. let me go with the advice part, right? This
sure.
is advice I've given before. If you know me, you know. First of all, to the woman, right? If you don't want to be perceived as a groupie or judged as a groupie, as though when you were there because you were looking for nice times.
Sure.
Like, avoid situations like that, especially with people who are strangers. And strangers means, if you meet me today,
I've
you don't know me, dog.
I'm fine.
Yeah. If you meet me today, you don't know me. You can't say, no, I felt safe with this dude. Aye,
mm-hmm.
you don't know
mm-hmm.
me. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking go anywhere with me.
Sure.
I'm using myself as an example because I don't want to point
sure.
fingers. And in this case, it's like this hand, they rendezvoused with these dudes. They didn't know these hands and these hands didn't know them. And like you say, Abba fuck me harder type of thing where it's like Connor wants to shit. He's like, this reminds me of when I was in the octagon. Look, that one's a reach. I don't believe he said that. Sure. But if he did,
weirdo.
What the fuck? Because there's another UFC fighter. You know Poatan, Alex Pereira.
Yes.
There's a case that didn't catch smoke at all. This Han was on camera crying, talking about, yo, my friend told me to come to Goopy Goopy because Poatan and his manager were there.
Sure.
And then when I got there, like that one was, you know, it was a 2-on-2. Sure. One is hooking up with the manager. Me, now I'm sitting on the couch with this broer. She doesn't know the broer.
My brother.
And then she's like, he took me to the room and Intaya and Zile, I wasn't comfortable with it. And I'm just like, why the fuck were you in that room? Look at this guy, bro. Sure. He's fucking tearing people to pieces in the octagon.
Sure.
What's going to happen? Mike Tyson as well. There was a Mike Tyson one where the Han was like, that, look, not that I regard anything that that guy says is credible, but that Gene dude, the Diddy bodyguard guy.
Sure.
He was like, yo, man, one day, because you know he's a name dropper of notes. He's like, one day we're hanging out with Mike. And then these two Hans, Mike takes them up to the room. But the one came downstairs. And I'm like, yo, what's wrong?
My style is like, Petwith. I'm the greatest. My style is the Petwith.
The Han is like, yo. I mean, I left. Mike said to me, after I saw what he did to my friend, I was like,
I called.
And then he was like, it's not a problem.
Sure.
Here's the money, he has agreed. Gave whatever, $1,000 or whatever it was. You can fight. She left her bra. I mean, like, who the fuck does
all,
it?
All,
and no. When she walked past Jean, Jean was like, what's wrong? She's like, hey.
Vana, this thing is simple. Mm. Go home after work.
Go.
If you are in that space, bro, my paranoia does not allow me for that. First of all, who the fuck are you and who sent you? Mm. Let's start there.
Could be a spy.
No, yeah, whatever it is. My paranoia will not allow you. I was just like, I don't want people I don't know in like the space that I'm in.
Speaks to how damaged you are as well, which is the thing, you know? People must consider it.
How damaged am I? What are you talking about? The fuck?
Listen, me, I'm damaged because I agree 100% with PH. There's no way I meet you today and you're sleeping at my house.
Shit to lose, nigga.
Yeah, dog. Like, never mind any of these allegations. My thing is, I have valuable shit in my house.
Sure.
I don't know you. I'm not going to sleep around a stranger.
And while
you're kissing, warming up, dog, for them, they say, what's the code for the cake?
No, leave that, dog. Do you know how fucked up it is? Bro, I could be sleeping. Sure, I've done the deed, we smashed, whatever. I'm sleeping. Now, my guy is chilling down there. Say we're naked. Now you want to take a photo and misrepresent... misrepresent the work that I have down there. No! 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 No!
Oh, they hit you with the kabza.
Dog, I want none of that shit. I don't want any of that shit.
Bro, I'm over shoulder.
Let me tell you, when I used to, especially when my bus was branded, I was anti anyone, like any chick jumping in their car.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm just like, okay. I think of the worst things. What if we're in an accident, you know, God forbid. Now I'm associated to something or someone. Say a friend was like, yo, I've got these chicks. I didn't bring them to the car, right?
Yeah.
Yo, I've got these chicks. Let's get into the car. Now we get into an accident. How am I going to explain, Uti? What were they doing in my Istogo? And now I'm part of a conversation. God forbid. And... We were rolling with PH. Rolling with PH, I'm a Simba.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want that shit.
I don't want that shit. Yeah. So you went with me.
Yes.
You were with Waras.
Who just so happened to be with. So anyways,
I
mean, I'm full
of... But over and above, that's...
Nabo fuck me harder.
Yeah.
I'm buffoon.
Over and above that, it's also that, like, the crew that you're moving with knows the deal. You understand? 100%. And everybody, their family and loved ones, God forbid, thank you, Wandy.
Yes.
They know... I'm with PH.
Sure.
You understand? We're working.
Sure.
So if anything happens, at least you can explain them.
Yes.
So I think, like, besides any SA stuff, you know, from a safety perspective, and it's the 100%. Same with leaving the club with niggas, or going to hook up with some famous person or some big star, is that, like, you don't know this guy and you don't know him behind the scenes. You know him on the scenes. He could not be the same individual. So, yeah. So we'll see. We'll follow that up. But please, Getsy, just note that down. I would really like to know what is the recourse after the fact. And if anyone is offended by anything I say, oh, fuck you. We are allowed to have this discussion.
Anyways.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else, Njaya?
You guys, how do you feel about the new Kendrick album?
Then you can. I think it's balls.
I think you are balls.
Fuck off.
I think you are balls. What?
What do you think?
No, here's the thing. People complain about quality of music and kind of music, you know. And when you get dope music or different kind of music, if you actually took the time to listen to what that guy is saying, it's actually amazing.
Okay.
His lyrical content.
I'll be honest, I haven't heard enough of it.
Well, there's my first
From
point.
What I've heard, if I have to judge him by quality of Kendrick, this one isn't.
But you don't, especially with Kendrick, we've never, like, the reason why they're not like us stood out. Hey, foot take now.
Stand out. The reason why Kendrick stand out.
The reason why that song was like, you know, the one. Yeah. It was never a typical, it was not a typical Kendrick beat. You know, Kendrick, you must listen to the syllables and lullabies and lilibills and.
Yeah, the poetry.
And you know what I'm saying? And the synonyms and the synonyms and the, you know, all that stuff, bro. And that's how I've always listened to Kendrick. And it's just like, oh, you go back and like, oh shit, that's what he meant. Or, you know, so for me.
Or you watch explainer videos on YouTube and it's like, what?
Yes. Yeah. You know,
listen, I'm not that deep into it, so.
But anyways, no, besides that,
please disregard
but
my
even
opinion.
The song with Mustard is dope. Mustard, you know, that was pretty cool. But the rest of the body work was, for me, dope, you know.
Okay, do you, what reliance would you say that, because this is, I feel strongly about this, and I saw like in the chat, like a lot of people agree in that the reliance that Kendrick is kind of putting on the formula he found in Not Like Us, besides the beats and let's take the song out of, what was the point of that song? It was a diss track against Drake, right? Yes. And bro, song went fucking supersonic.
Still
going.
Sure.
It's actually become a soundtrack anytime you're beefing with someone. Like they're not like us, you understand?
Sure.
Now, if you find success in that formula, it would appear that because he found success in that formula, he's now taking shots at people who are not even involved. Because the Lil Wayne thing, he said something about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne then tweeted to that effect on somehow. We know he's doing it because Lil Wayne is Drake's brood. But it's like, is Kendrick doing it because he's like, okay, we've got the Super Bowl discussion that's going
on. I don't think it's a clout.
Perhaps I can.
Are you leading towards him saying, are you leading towards Kendrick being a clout chasing rapper?
I'm leaning towards Kendrick. Kendrick is leaning into cloud chasing for where it can benefit him. I'm not saying he's a cloud chasing rapper. I'm saying if we look at Kendrick over the span of Kendrick's career, it would be unfair to call him a cloud chasing rapper. But cloud chasing is a new feature that Kendrick has recently unlocked in that he's playing to the crowd where the crowd is expecting him to say something about someone because of Not Like Us.
Okay, hold on.
Listen, look how many new fans Kendrick got because of Not Like Us. These are people who hadn't listened to Kendrick before and have never seen him live. They're not fans of Kendrick. They're not diehard fans.
Sure.
But now, because of Not Like Us, they're like, yo, he finished Drake. Yo, whatever. And I'm just like, okay, Kendrick, don't do this.
Sure.
Because I do believe there was merit to Kendrick as, let's call him the old Kendrick.
Sure.
Now this new Kendrick is like, ish, I've found this gap with the cloud chase button. If I hit Lil Wayne, he's going to say something back. Nkipi. Not like Spanbani part 2. You understand what
I'm
saying?
Weezy.
Not like Weezy. Not like Weezy. You, there's the title, Kendrick, if you're watching. So what, that's what I'm saying. Are you saying that now he's not what he's doing?
No, I don't see that. First of all, he randomly dropped an album. He just randomly dropped a body of work.
Okay,
right?
Including just to Lil Wayne
inside it. Magniwe once is the approach. I see Kendrick having it. It was a Magniwe once. Sunye Nonke. He pulled a Temba and said, Msunwenu Nonke.
He said Nonke.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said Nonke. Mm. So, yeah, bro. Look. And I never want to steer the conversation. Drake is Drake. Drake, he got. Drake, he ghost. You know? But also, don't tickle the lion's balls, in which was what was happening here.
Was Drake tickling the lion's balls?
Look at what happened.
Yeah, but I mean now, Lil Wayne didn't tickle the lion's ball, so why is the lion lining him? He didn't even... Wayne was within his rights, bro. The Super Bowl got taken away from him. He could have come out with heat against Kendrick, and then I would have been like, yo, I see what you're doing there. But now Kendrick throwing...
Master!
Anyway... Yeah, please buzz Kendrick Gwandi. Bam, bam, bam.
Dope Pete, shout out Mustard, shout out Kendrick, shout out yes. everybody.
Yeah. He's buzzed. Gidzi, talk to me.
I want to find out on your thoughts when it comes to the tuck shop situation in South Africa. Especially the foreigners.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the tuck shops.
Let's just get into that.
Sorry,
I
want to
hear your thoughts on that, and then we move.
Okay, well, shout out to Women in Tech. She used to have a spaza at her house.
All right, yes. So what are we going to do right now? I just need your eyes on the television. Then one day we'll play us that video.
What about our papers? Why do you give us these things?
Yeah, because it's prep. You
okay,
now and
the
then.
TV
yeah,
stuff.
Let's get it.
The rights in this.
All right, but 21 days in China, bro. Manje, at least 3 months, but 4 months is better.
Yeah, what language?
21 days, I go into Enza, you pay, bro. Yeah, I was land. But that shop, I find the location, bro. That's why you can go in China, bro. Kekisela, Nyanga, bro. Shona, bro.
Uge washo ukuthi noma umengamele eseshilo ukuthi ama tuck shop awa register kodwa wena usunawo ama tuck shop a register
khona enye iyodwa register but tuck shop about 3 2 ay register that's right
3 in total
2 angazi but register 21 days that is unkinga bo manje ingcona bo inyanga bo 3 months kanje 4 months is better zozame 21 days ayikho phela into wenzayo 21 days tomorrow. Yeah, no, it's a lie, yabo. Please.
Mhlambe wena Mr. Mangi ngokubona kwakho
what language? Okay, so
can I say something?
Yeah.
If it's one thing that I'll applaud these guys for,
yeah,
is getting into whatever space and learning the language.
Yeah, no, I
that shit amazes me.
Look, he learns it, but I mean, if we honest, like, you know, he's speaking
oh,
Zulu, like,
yeah,
so his Zulu was sketchy, but anyway, you're right, learn the local language at least enough to comprehend what mm-hmm. people are saying to you and enough to converse back with them. The issue I'm having, right?
Yes.
And let me rather also start by commending them on something. I think when people understand how the organogram of spaza shops work,
mm-hmm.
you'll understand why that brewer doesn't just own one, he owns three.
Plenty.
You check. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everything from the finance structure between Somalians, Ethiopians, you know,
sure.
owners of spaza shops, the finance structure to the distribution plan, to the way they do their stuff,
sure.
ah, bruh, those people, can't beat them.
Can I tell you a funny story? I know, sorry, yeah. getting into it. So remember when I was partnering at that club there?
Yes.
Yeah, so there was this one spender guy. This guy is a spender. He was like a heavy... But when I like knowing the people that spend at the events and whatnot,
yes.
you know, or spend at my events. And when I realized this guy, né? So he's like the central bank. So all the people give the money to him.
He's like the Mashonisa.
Yeah, well, no.
Oh, no, they give their money to him.
Yes, he's okay. the bank. And so he circulates the money. This guy was, so this guy at a cuff would like drop 400K in the club.
Jesus.
I was like, what the fuck did this guy ever see?
He might have talked
first. He was trying to spaza shop money.
He was trying him money
closer. For the Somali guys. He was Somali as well. You know, but I was like, yo, what the fuck? And he would spend on girls and like these other guys as well.
And obviously, unbeknown to them, they thought he's like.
But when
safe,
I found out, I was like, yo, Ijamali. So just to speak on the structure, it is definitely there.
Yes,
the structure of the
finance,
yes.
and like just the way they've set the business up.
Yes,
because there's a lot of chat about like, oh, locals must take over the spazas. Okay,
sure.
Fucking try it. You know,
sure.
The reality of the situation is when you exist in this greater organization,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to start up because you're going to need to open the shop. You're going to need to put as minor as the shop fittings and stuff are in
sure.
there. It comes at a cost.
Sure.
And then you're going to need to stock it.
Yes.
And the stocking at parts is where the problem comes
mm-hmm.
in. You know, if a spaza shop is carrying 100K worth of stock,
sure.
you know, to use it, who the fuck has 100K lying around? It's unlikely. And their margins are so thin.
Sure.
Because the other strategy they adopt is they come in at a price structure that's way lower than everybody else.
Yes.
And that's because of another video that was trending. Did you see the one with the Vors?
Yeah, that guy. This guy, gosh, you what? The package date and the best before date are like 5 months apart.
Bro, four Vors and it's just like sausage.
He's like, no, he's trying to convince everyone. No, hi, Lena. Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Lena.
Look, mama. 20, he says the expiry date was 26, 02,
25. Yeah.
I'm like,
And how that shit was packed like
last week or last month or something. It's like, hi, Lena, no, mama, it's meat. I'm like, dog.
What's the crazy part? What I'm thinking about is that you spoke earlier about USAVE and other entities wanting to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
propaganda
type of thing, right?
Obviously, the major retailers.
Yeah. They want to get these guys out. It may seem like them, right? Get these guys out. Have their containers. Container concept. Put in these people's houses to actually do the same thing that these people were doing.
No. But remember, they're saying, because they come with oversight.
Yeah.
You understand? It's like what PH was saying at the beginning. He's got to be there for the polar business because it's his business.
Yeah. Yes,
and they're saying, we have that type of reach where you're not going to get a thing that was packed 26 October expiring in February.
Yes, sir.
Because we are Pick and Pay or we are Checkers. ShopRite, sorry. But my thing is, Getsy, why I was mentioning that is because somebody tweeted me and said, do you still believe that the timing of these raids on spazas? I mean, in Durban, they raided a warehouse, except the crews were jumping over the back there.
Sure.
And then when the Gagasi FM crew was there, when they're speaking to people and they're kind of like getting a feel for, hey, what's up here? You can tell that no one has even mentioned these bras.
Sure.
For 3 years, the bras have been operating. That's why today when they're raiding, niggas are like, yo, we better run because what's going on?
Got you.
And it begs the question, why are we raiding now? If this warehouse has been here for 3 years,
for eons,
did it become? When did all of these people suddenly start getting poisoned?
Sure,
that's the other thing. Yeah, but I'm a coleslaw. I'm fine. I love coleslaws.
Sure,
I haven't bought a packet of coleslaws
in years
since the scandal because I don't want to die.
Oh,
okay. So more than anything, we need to ask like the very questions that no one gets to ask. So we are looking at these people. Don't just stock anywhere, right? They stock. So let's say you open a
from
shop.
From one central buyer. What? One central distributor.
So what they do is, I've seen it in the neighborhood.
Why on about stopping fun?
No, that Mind was like fit, yeah. way, way back. I was visiting. So I saw that this very same Bucky goes to another shop.
Of course.
That yes, they 100%. Deliver to.
Yeah.
And how they are funded basically is, these guys come into the country. They're like, okay, fine. We'll get something for you. And then this is somebody that owns the warehouse that these things are manufactured.
Yes.
And then they now do like a supply chain type of thing.
It's like the Chinese. The Chinese do the same thing. All of these guys have systems.
You know who doesn't do it?
Sure.
The South Africans.
South Africans, yes. Bro, they'll be like, okay, let's form exactly what this guy said. There's a banking system that we there's a banking system that
which
we'll
isn't
build.
In our formal yes. banking system.
Well, it's the same Stockfall.
Yeah, like Wahala vibes.
Yeah, you know. We trust one person. We have a central point of distribution. We have a central point of purchasing. We have a central point. Everything is a system. And it's like, okay, cool. We're now a lead. When you get into the country, cool. The space in Foslo on this street, we'll pay this lady because we know that this lady or this family is going to want rent money or pay them. Mm. Then we're done. All these guys are doing is just adding a network of.
But you know what they're doing? They're deploying. In other words, you as Hamza, it's not your shop, boss. Yeah. You are deployed to run my shop.
Sure.
I am Mohammed.
Sure.
And you run my shop. But I've got 50 Hamzas.
Got you.
And now what's happening is the communities are rising up against Abu Hamza.
Got you.
Aksu Hamza. Yabo, we're not actually seeing Usman Bani at the top.
Yeah.
Yes. And there was a video as well of this brood addressing the community and they were giving them like impupu. So they had a truckload of maize meal, right, that they were giving to the community for free. And they were saying, you are my brother, I'm your brother, what. And he was talking about, a lot of people don't know, in 1962, you know, Mandela was in Somalia and shit. And I was like, look at this, bruh.
Sure.
He's obviously the deployee who is like the diplomatic political type.
Because
his speech centered around, guys, don't let them fool you. We as Somalians have been friends with you as South Africans since apartheid. Because you know the spiel. We supported you in apartheid. Supports us now.
Sure.
And we're here today to give you this gift of goodwill. Don't rise up against us.
Yeah.
But
no, that's toxic behavior.
But have you seen that light, that match, that spark?
Yes.
That started to say, kids died. They were poisoned by a spaza shop. A video like Brood with a 4-month expiry, it all adds fuel to the fire to say, let's get these fucking people out. And that's not good either, because it's like you're getting them out, yes, and I agree 100%. I believe that economy, which is worth 200 billion a year, should belong to locals. The issue I have is, and I said it on my response to that thing, is that like, for me, I started when I saw that the USAVs and stuff of the world have actually got a plan ready to go. It's not even like, hey, we'll come up with something. We'll come back to you niggas in Feb. Sure. They're like, yo, don't worry. We've got this. And then I'm like, you guys, why didn't you say that you've got this? Mm-hmm. It hasn't been. And if they've had it for a long time, cool, I stand corrected. But bro, now is the perfect time to bring in those containers.
Then you start questioning the might behind the media, and then the might behind the might behind the brands.
Yeah, because that's also a machine. Brands.
Then you start. Then you'll start. If you do some digging, you'll realize that I man.
Because mano machine wabo. You see the Stokvel Wahala machine of the Somalian. This is a bigger, more powerful machine that's been here for a longer time. Sure. And as I say, I would be happy if we were coming with the structure. And I'm not sure. I didn't read the USAF business plan.
Sure.
But some of the suggestions I would make to USAF is this thing going to belong to Umnigazwe Chalit, the auntie in the yard, or is it your thing and then you pay rent?
There's no such thing as a free lunch. In fact, what these guys are doing is just removing the Somalians so that they can do the same thing.
Yeah, but then that's fucked up.
It's the same thing with the same fight we saw with like the allegedly. You know,
allegedly, please.
Guptas. And thingy now.
And the former contract holders.
Yes. You know? It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Get them. It kind of seems like it, my friend. Yeah. I don't want to say, allegedly, you know? Allegedly. Like, because we know these things have gone on. I just feel like, and this is me, I'm not an expert.
Sure.
But there's a suggestion I'm making, because it's not that hard to think it up, is that if I am renting from Ukoko, there in Foslo, as you say, right? What I should do is Ukoko should be my partner in that shop, to be fair. You know, I'm not saying that Yusuf must do the shit for free.
No.
But Mina, when I was a lighty, and I remember I said to you earlier, like, we used to have local owned spazas, but it would be whoever could afford to have a shop at their yard.
Yes.
And there were Coca-Cola signs put up. If the spaza was called PH.
Sure.
That sign was free from Coca-Cola because it had Coca-Cola's advertising on it. It just made sense for Coca-Cola.
I remember even Vodacom used to do that stuff.
A lot of the Shabins and stuff as well.
Sure.
It'll be SAP branding. You know, it'll be like a black label sign, but it's called
Jeez, so rough. Bible.
You're using this thing at the wrong time, bro.
Crazy, now you guys came up with the idea.
Sure.
Yeah, you understand? It's Kwaketsi Shabin, but it's on black label branding to encourage you to drink it there. Why can we not have a similar setup with Abu Yusuf, where you actually empower this economy by providing the infrastructure, partner with the locals, because now the Somalians have already jumped on.
Sure.
They're going to these places to register their shops, no Koko.
Yes.
And then Koko is like, no, it's my shop. It's not Koko's shop. Mm. It's Hamza's shop.
They're just paying rent.
You check.
Yeah, they're just paying
rent. And they caught this bride. Luckily, you know, in the time of social media, a lot of people are also being caught out.
Sure.
I saw PA, Operation Tudula, Herman's Oaks. A lot of the opportunists as well. The politicians are jumping on it. And I don't know if that's the way it was supposed to be designed.
Sure.
We're trying to register and you are blocking us.
No, I think those ones are speaking for South Africans, right? Yeah. To say, look, we can't have this, mama.
Because the supply chain won't change. The system won't change.
Yeah.
So anyone who is basically in charge of the supply chain or has to do with what South Africans consume, that's what the communities are against.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Standing up.
For me, and I think to close the topic, for me, it's just do some research or do some digging on who's benefiting from the USAVE and the and the political conversation that is also may be had or not had, but in terms of who's signing this, who's approving these things, who's signing off the USAVs, and what legislature or whatever.
Yes, because the legislature around it would have to be signed off at some level.
You know, so then you start questioning who's benefiting there, and your answer will be over there, boss.
In order to not sell rotten food. And to the Somalians that put a post up, I saw a post there, they were saying, if you want to go to war, let's go to war.
Hey, man, just
stop that.
Just don't sell fucking...
No,
don't sell Voss that's going to expire next year, dog. Let's try it.
And shout out to Belleville. What happened in Bellville? Oh. That's where the syndicate also runs
from. Oh, yeah.
Yo, guys. Their house is there. Don't get it. Yo, fine. Okay, why are Bellville?
Next.
Yeah. Yo.
But pet him,
They almost kidnapped him.
Yeah, they almost took me there. Dogs, guy in an Uber wanted to take me there. I was like, hey, my man, if you see him, come fine. Turn this fucking car around. Now, Hamza.
This was, yeah, they almost kidnapped my brother.
And the guy's name was Hamza. It was Hamza.
You'll never forget.
I'll never forget.
All right, so
to this day, yabo mina, support local business. Ask PH. Sure. When I get to KZN, you'll be like, where are you? I'm like, I'm finding a taxi in Ngambang and Meter Cab.
I've actually seen the t-shirts you wear.
The airport, yeah. All those clothes are chains. They're like, ah, what are you doing, chap? They come and they chap me, and I go with one of them. They charge me a fucking fortune.
But,
But safe. I would rather use Angfunuk Vele Bellville. 100%. Angfunuk Bellville.
Bejuhlela se Bellville. Flyer in and out Bellville.
Out one time, boss.
I don't know about that. But
thanks for the show, Getty, and thanks for the papers.
No, actually, for the last part of the show, I was just like a reaction, and then, sorry about that.
Jesus, brother. Okay.
Sorry. Wandy, can you just give us the volume?
Wandy, press the buzzer there.
Wandy was pressing the buzzer because he wants to go home.
What's going on? Okay, when last? Ofeleni tene yos komor. Bula lde to skaya.
Ah, mawan.
Mawan. Tani. Orote la gay. Ish. We just saw na tene unzo si Australia si wesi meti chest. Chest trap. You see that chest trap?
Chest trap,
yeah. What's that? That's out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but I'm going to tell you a little bit.
Ish. Come on, let's
go. Get a little rat on that.
I'm not going to get left. I'm going to get left.
He's too honest then, Brian. See, that guy. Too honest, bro.
Oh my God. You know what's so funny? It's like, first of all, fuck that guy for interviewing. You know?
Yeah, fuck him, too. Whose handle is that? What is wrong with you? Bro?
What's going on?
Did you send it to me?
Look, I don't know. And I don't know why niggas never want to speak about putting matches into their own hands. That shit. Putting matches into your own hands, every guy does that. I wanna lie. Niggas do that, and I just think, what? Not every guy. Even if we're nymphomaniac, ne? And Nishayana guy 10, undanga my poregile, and he's got his hands there. Matches into his own hands. That shit happens. I just don't know why niggas don't talk about that. Getty.
Getty, come on.
Please read the comments there. Leave me alone and read the comments.
I was going to say this, right? This person commented and said, like, how at first they are all hesitant.
Sure.
But from there, bancha file kamok. You know what I mean? And I'm just thinking, it's like the question caught him off guard. He answered honestly because he didn't have time.
Yes.
Because if somebody said, I want an interview on whether or not you masturbate, you're going to be like, nigga, fuck that.
Fuck that and fuck
because
you.
Because to PH's point, yes, men do it. But bro, that stuff is to be kept private. Sure. No one is going to talk about it publicly. Me, whenever I see niggas just casually commenting on it, I'm like, we didn't really need to know that, right? Sure. But go to Limpopo and ask them those questions. I want to see something. Probably not going to get the same outcome.
What's going to happen?
In limbs, I'm fine with doubling in
power.
You're catching hands. They said he might be the most honest man at this point. He was a little bit too honest.
Look, there's some information the FBI could never get out of me as well. Like,
but we listen and we don't judge.
Hey, that shit is funny. We listen and we don't judge.
Even the host was laughing at him, bro. It's embarrassing.
That question is hilarious, firstly. And I think anyone in that position would be like, would be hesitant to answer.
No, guaranteed, dude. Whenever I see the Americans do it, right? Because they obviously a lot more. I don't know if we've got that type of society. I would like to test. But like, Americans will go to Hans. And then they're like, hey, what's your body count? And then they're like, 47. And they're like, bah! Jesus, you know, because yeah, it's like, Jesus, bro. Or it's like, tell us a story your mother doesn't know, whatever. Sure. Or tell us, what did you do at spring break? Then they'll be like, oh, the one night I got so wasted.
I rocked five guys.
Bro. Mm. And I let them all not inside me. Yeah. And I'm watching this video and I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? In closing, thank you, Kusimalu Baba.
Baltazar.
Yo, that's us, dog. Away, we out. Wandy, it's fine. You can go and press the buzzer.
Hey. Yo, if you're in Durban, pull up. Ah, don't buzz me.
Ah, Ibo Wandy. Any timing, yo, can you press the, can you put the buzzer here?
Must put the buzzer here.
Yeah, get a cable and we want to buzz.
If you're in Durban, come through. It's going to be a dope show. Crazy lineup. Myself and Waras are going to be there. Yeah, man, come show us some love. Gravel Racecourse is where we are at. Saturday, Durban. Let's go.
Away. Have a nice week. Take it easy. And if it's easy, take it all.
Foggy Volume, boy. Well, I'm not easy.